Hello, welcome to Space Nerd. We're just gonna go 144.5. We're starting to sound like Evangelion episodes
We
now.
are.
So,
Hey,
it's just
you
Rex
cannot
Ryan.
podcast.
It's just Rex Ryan and myself tonight. Yeah, it's been a slow week. Nothing has really been going on.
Well,
It
and
was the same,
not
same, the same old
in
shit.
general, it's been a crazy week. It's just that for us, I mean, anything that we no, like everything we're gonna discuss, y'all are probably already heard anyways already.
Yeah, where we discussed last week. So
Yeah, I mean, it's not a slow week. It's been a crazy week.
same old shit week. There you
No,
go.
it's not, dude.
Hey, there's
It's
a
just
lot
because
of
we don't have a
exciting
lot of.
things happening, but if we talk about it, it's gonna be like when we're gonna join the echo chamber
Yes,
into like.
exactly.
And basically, we're just gonna join the echo chamber. Like, we all know Donald Trump sucks. We all
Yep.
know that the RNC is a train wreck.
Yeah, he's official now. He's the official presidential nominee. Yep, they made him. Because even though that they have the Never Trump people, they I don't know what the shit happened to them. They didn't get their votes counted or some shit.
Obviously, they're dead. Like, has anybody heard from Mitt Romney in like 2 days? Nope. He is dead. He
He's
is at
Mitt
the
Romney.
bottom of a lake somewhere.
They sent him back to Utah, the Salt Lake
The
City.
RNC did provide some good comedic moments, like Stephen Colbert,
That was pretty
and
good.
then also,
Yeah.
yeah.
That was pretty hilarious. My favorite thing was when they were like, "I'm not supposed to be. I know I'm not supposed to be here, but neither is Trump." And he said that right before he got pulled away.
I was watching it though. It looks staged.
How?
To me, what's
Well,
up?
I mean, explain. Well, why is it staged?
The audio on it didn't sound like it was like actual microphone audio.
Well, it was early on in the day. It wasn't as set up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It probably wasn't even on. They don't leave the microphones
No,
on.
they
And
don't.
then
But they probably
the
don't have the huge microphone on because it's like
guy.
early in the day.
Yeah.
And then the guy that came up, you would have more security than that come up, and it wouldn't probably be, got a Secret Service guy coming up.
Well,
I mean, it was great.
there's no
It was a
Secret
great
Service because
piece.
there's no he Trump was not there there.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying Secret Service type. I'm not saying they actually have a Secret Service.
It,
But
it
I'm
it
saying
it's just it's just he's probably just a stage guy that did it. There's he got there because he was press, and he probably went in the bathroom and changed up his clothes, and then he just went ahead and did it. He Stephen Colbert has clout to walk around stuff like places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
It's not, I doubt it's staged.
but it wasn't surprising to them either, you know?
What do you mean it wasn't surprising? It was surprising. I don't
Well,
know where you're
because
coming from.
I don't know either. I've had a long week, that's all.
You're
So,
you have your freaking you have your Alex Jones hat on.
speaking of things at the RNC that like no one's talked about, where the fuck, like, what kind of sewer did they like dredge up Scott Baio from?
What the hell, right?
Like, where did they find him? And why did they think he was like the guy? Why did they think Chachi fucking like it just kind of sums up the whole like Republican Party right now. Old white guys clinging to their last like grasp of not even relevancy because they haven't been relevant in years.
Speaking of Alex Jones, Eric Andre,
That was
that was
good.
amazing. He went over there and basically trolled the fuck out of Alex Jones, Alex Jones and a rally all
He
together.
trolls himself.
Yeah,
He's
it made me
such
so
a
happy.
he's such a fucking loser.
But it was great, especially when he was like, "Please have sex with my wife," and Alex Jones was like, "What?"
And then he asked him about what did he ask him, and Alex Jones took it seriously.
Who put the bomb in Building 7?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is he a right wing, left
Oh yeah,
wing,
Alex
or
Jones is very
yeah?
right wing. Like,
Okay, and then.
Breitbart had to do an article like to defend Alex Jones from the scary liberal comedian that made him look like an asshole.
Yeah, but
So.
then the whole like, who put the bomb in Building 7, which means that he insinuates that freaking Bush administration had something to do with it.
The right wing is a very fucked up place right now that is trying to get support from anywhere that they can, and the alt-right, like, definitely believes that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is so, like...
So then who did... I guess they don't trust anyone, because if they think 9/11 is an inside job... And like, Bush is, like, God to the right wing.
They trust, Bush is God to the neoconservatives. The right wing is, they like their Alex Jones, and they like their Mayo Yiannopoulos, and...
Jeez.
Well, I mean, that party didn't... The party itself didn't want the candidate that it elected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
It was a yelling match.
Yeah, the alt-right loves Trump. The, like, traditional right is not okay with what's happening right now.
Yeah, and then of course the speech with Trump's wife.
Yeah, she ripped off My Little Pony. She ripped off Michelle Obama, and she put a Rickroll in it. And supposedly, it very obviously this is not the case. I'll be shocked if this was the case. Supposedly, she spent 6 weeks writing the speech by herself. Mm. That's obviously not true.
What is I didn't read the whole My Little Pony thing. What's so specifically about that?
So basically to deflect that, like, I haven't read too much into it, but the article that I was reading stated that a lot of Republicans, basically, they don't want to admit that it came from Michelle Obama. So high-ranking Republicans are saying that the things that she ripped off actually came from My Little Pony because it... I guess less embarrassing from them or for them than to blame it on Michelle Obama.
Mm.
Like,
well, they're not commenting on it. They were like, no comment on all that shit. CNN reports that no one got fired, even though I thought someone would have gotten fired for that.
Someone's gonna get fired. Like, CNN can report whatever they want, but somebody probably got fired for that.
Yeah, and then
they all,
you know, who's
a lot of Republicans are bringing up the fact that Obama. Copied, I forgot whose speech in 2000, like 8 years ago, but the defense is Obama quoted it and was like, hey, I'm sorry, I did bring that up, whereas Trump's wife is not saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is...
No, well, they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
No one is saying anything. They are stonewalling this just because they want people to sweep it under the rug.
Which is not surprising.
Because like, they can't really say anything about it that will not make them look like idiots.
I've heard. I like how we've become Space City Political within the last 3 years. Three episodes.
Because the whole thing hinges that if Trump wins, we won't be able to do the show anymore because we'll all be deported except for Rex.
Well, I'll be here.
Rex and Sean. Yeah.
Rex and Sean. Yep. Yeah. We have a lot of stones in this game or whatever.
And then if you end up getting deported, Ryan, there's a chance you might die for some reason. In the Philippines, because of the death squads.
Yeah, the death squads with Duterte, or they call him Duterte Harry, because his last name.
Oh, like, God,
really? Yeah, no, Duterte Harry. That's what they call him.
That's hilarious.
Man, they even had a speech to the Philippine National Police, saying, "Hey, if you killed somebody because you needed to do your job, I will defend you." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, don't we have a PCLU? You know, Philippine civic. Yeah.
They were paying people money to kill drug dealers. Like, if you're a public person, like, just a person on the street, and you knew someone that was killing, that was using drugs or dealing drugs, you could kill them and get a reward.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he, and it's the funny thing about Duterte is, everyone, like, if I would check, I mean, this is just me seeing what I'm seeing, but, like, if I look at my freaking feed, everyone in the Philippines loves him. But everyone who are Philams, Filipinos who are outside from looking in, they're like, that's terrible.
Well, I think it's because you get a different view of the world when you get out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and
integrate yourself into another culture.
Yeah, he's also trying to fight, China is trying to do an old-fashioned land grab and trying to be like, this is ours, this is ours, this is ours. And they had to get an arbitration. And I think for the Philippines, one... in the courts with the border disputes, but China was like, I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy. Yeah.
They want little tiny little shoals and islands because there might be oil down there.
Yeah. So going back to the U.S., the DNC is coming up, which is still going to, I don't know, both parties are going to be shit shows this year.
I think I'll be less so in this one because it's not, because like freaking, there's not going to be Bernie Bros there.
Yeah.
Well, God, I hope not. And sorry, and Bernie Bros, a lot of Hillary's narrative now is taking from Bernie. She kind of listens to what people wanted, plus sides of his campaign, and try to incorporate her campaign.
Yeah, but it is Hillary, though, you know.
It's, yeah, and then we'll yeah. Who are you all going to pick? Gary Johnson, who's like, my greatest achievement is I went up a mountain.
I'm actually really frightened by, like, I identify primarily libertarian, but I'm extremely frightened with how popular Gary Johnson is right now because he's going to split the vote. Which means, and he's getting a lot of Democrats are starting to push for Gary Johnson, and I'm scared he's going to split the vote and get a lot of people that would have voted for Hillary, who I'm not a huge fan of, but honestly, she has a better chance of beating Trump, and with the vote split, Trump's going to wind up winning, and that scares the shit out of me.
It's like the whole Ross Perot thing. I mean, goddamn it, you know, he was pulling votes from the Democratic Party. You know,
Well, let's move away from the future of the country and the scariness of it.
I don't like the future right now. Like,
and let's talk a little bit about, well, since Dre is not here, we can talk about boy stuff like video games, like Pokemon Go.
So apparently, you could evolve your Eevee by naming your so you can pick between Flareon, Vaporeon, and Jolteon if you name them after the brothers from the show.
I can confirm that this works because I was hanging out with some people that I met in Seguin that I hang out with pretty often now to play Pokemon with, and we sat there in the park on, I think it was Saturday night, and we had, between all of us, there were 8 Eevees. And we went 8 for 8 and getting the trick to work.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So it definitely does work, but you can only do it like once.
Okay.
So I got to do it like 2 times in a row. It doesn't work.
So I got a Flareon. So maybe I'll go for a Vaporeon next.
And I mean, by you can do it once, you can only do it once per type of evolution. So you can't do like 2 Vaporeons that way, but you can do a Vaporeon and a Flareon and a Jolteon all in a row.
Okay. So you can get all 3.
Yeah.
Sweet, and then, you know, I won't have, like, I got 5 Vaporeons, god damn it.
Yeah.
I lost my last Pokeball to a Venonat.
How do y'all run out of Pokeballs?
I just haven't hit a lot of Pokestops or anything.
Well, like, even, like, hitting Pokespots, Rhea ran out of Pokeballs, like, a week ago, and we were, like, hitting Pokespots all the time. I guess because she was, like, using more of them than I did, but I still had, like, we were hitting all the same Pokespots. And I had, like, at one point, like, 180 Pokeballs. I was throwing Pokeballs away, and she had, like, 0.
Yeah, that's what I had to throw Pokeballs. Let's see how much I have. I have right now 102 Pokeballs and 30 Great Balls.
Yeah.
Hey, but I don't have Pokeballs, but I have unlimited data on my Pokemon Go because I'm T-Mobile, and today was T-Mobile Tuesday, so we got to get that amazing deal.
It's exciting for everyone that doesn't already have unlimited data. I have unlimited data already.
Well, no, what it is, like, even when you have unlimited data, most plans are like you get, you know, X amount of 4G, and then after that it comes down to 2G.
No, it's not me. I just have unlimited everything.
Yeah, I know, and T-Mobile's unlimited plan is unlimited 4G. Yeah. So.
Yeah, a grandfathered plan, and if they try to change it, I can sue.
That's so weird because I checked the last time. Mm-hmm. I went to T-Mobile last time because I am a T-Mobile customer. And I'm like, dude, how can I save money or whatever?
Yeah.
And I asked them about the plan, and they said that you get 10 gigs of 4G when they say unlimited data, and then it switches over to 2G.
Yeah. When did you go?
Maybe a month and a half ago.
That's why they changed the data plan, because I've had it for over a year now. And
yeah, my data plan, I've had it over... then. Had over, almost 9 years of this data plan.
No, that's weird. Whatever, then. Yeah. I don't know.
T-Mobile, like, does so many, like, unlimited data things per app anyway, though, because, like, if you have any T-Mobile plan, well, Pokemon Go, obviously, but YouTube and Spotify and Pandora and some other stuff.
Like, that's pretty cool. WWE Network. Netflix is on there, too.
That's pretty cool. Cause, you know, if I didn't have unlimited data and but I use Spotify all the fucking time, so that's pretty rad. Also, but yeah, I fight tooth and nail for to keep mine. I've fought it twice already.
Well, maybe just relax and go to T-Mobile, and you already have unlimited data with it if you use Spotify. Don't,
because AT&T, like trying to cancel AT&T, is the biggest pain in the neck, and I am eagerly awaiting, like, I don't think they're going to do anything because it's been a year, but when I canceled, they never technically, like, canceled my thing, and it turned into, it basically escalated into this huge, huge thing all over, like, me trying to cancel AT&T.
I'm not gonna change. I hate AT&T, but my current setup for my phone, I'm very happy with.
Yeah. That being said, T-Mobile Tuesdays, those free Frosties every week, I love it. And the people at the Wendy's down my street, it makes me feel awkward because as soon as I walk in, they have, like, as soon as they see me, they get the Frosty ready, and they don't even bother, like, scanning the code or anything anymore. They see me walk in, they give me my Frosty, and I walk out, and it's really fucking weird, and I don't like it.
I like my coworkers every Tuesday. They're like, which terrible movie should I watch? This terrible movie or that terrible movie?
That reminds me, I've still got, like, $10 from previous weeks that I haven't used, like...
This episode brought to you by T-Mobile.
No, yeah. Fuck T-Mobile. About via AT&T. Like AT&T, we have a fucking one tower that goes around Houston because it fucking sucks. It's on a train.
What?
It's a tower on a train that goes around Houston because it fucking sucks.
God, that's hilarious. But going back to Pokemon Go, Japan is getting their stuff. By the time you hear this, it'll be there. Mm-hmm. It'll launch up there. And apparently they're the ones that are having the sponsorship with McDonald's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, man, this game has made so much money for Nintendo. It's crazy.
Just since Pokemon Go launched, like, now Nintendo is valued more than Sony.
Well, I read somewhere that to make Pokemon Go viable and what the investment they're putting into, they need to make $143 million a month. And they are going, they're headed that way, but they need to do more sponsorships.
Yeah.
They can't just rely on app buying, like in-app purchases. They need to get sponsorships. And, I mean, Japan is a very walkable, it's a walkable country. So, I mean, you're probably going to see the first fucking Mew over there.
Not only that, but, they should have, like, limited edition Pokemon per, like, big sponsorships.
No, I wouldn't like that. That would leave a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, gyms are fine, and then if I could, like, pay, like, for my business to have, like, infinite lures, that's fine. But if I have to go and have to hunt down a specific like advertiser to get, like, a specific Pokemon, that's...
Yeah, but what if it was something like McDonald's? Because there's McDonald's everywhere.
Still, it doesn't matter. They are paying for the right to, like, what if I don't like McDonald's? What if I'm just like, I don't care for McDonald's, and then I have to go to near McDonald's just to get that Pokemon?
Well, because, like, with
gyms are fine, specific
Pokemon. With like the regular Pokemon though. You get a code every once in a while to go to, like, you have to go to GameStop or Best Buy sometimes, or Toys R Us, to receive a certain shiny Pokemon that you can only get at that time.
Yeah, but it's just different. That is going to leave a bad taste in my mouth. If they do it, that would fucking suck.
That's hilarious. But the one thing I did read that is happening is they're going to go to the Ingress node model. So the more you use a spot, like a PokeSpot stop, the more you're going to have to wait to use it again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ingress is like that. It fucking is annoying. And every time I try to get items from a node, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I used to work in downtown, and the building I worked at was a node. And it used to be I can get shit from it all the time. And now I'm like, I have to wait a fucking half hour for this node to refresh.
And the funny thing is, like, with that, well, the sucky thing is, like, people that live out in the middle of nowhere and have, like, one or two Pokestops in their town, it's just going to fuck them up.
Yeah. Womp, womp. Urban life.
So we'll see the future of Pokemon
so
Go.
Will, do you think people will still be playing Pokemon Go in like a month?
I think so.
But
I think so too. Maybe. That'll be hard to judge. It depends on how they release content for it.
Well, yeah, we still have the other generation Pokemon, so we still have trading. And I don't know if they're going to do person-to-trainer battles. How are they going to do that? Because all I do is swipe and mash my screen.
Supposedly, yeah. They're going to be adding more to like the battle system because the guy that disassembled the Android version found like stats and things. So it was already speculated that like what they released of the battle system was kind of like a quick like fix just so they could have gym battles in at launch. But yeah, I know they've got like other stats and things that are going to affect battles. So
okay,
cool. And I've actually not been able to Pokemon Go with everybody. I've been hard at work training for Overwatch. I'm actually going to be in a tournament tomorrow, hopefully. Man, tournament training is hard.
Yeah.
And this is why I play video games for fun. So I can, like, I'm going to stop playing. I am going to go somewhere else.
Well, no, it's hard, but it's fun, especially if you have a good team of people that, you know, you like.
I know.
We have the disadvantage of not being Asian.
Yeah, not Korean, not Chinese.
South Korean. Yeah. this is only a North America versus European Union tournament.
Yeah, you're gonna get destroyed by the Russians.
No Russians.
No Russian.
Actually, no. It's really cool because so this Overwatch tournament, it's taking the top four teams of North America, and then the top four teams of Europe, and then at GamesCon they're gonna do the final there.
Okay.
Like, I don't see myself going all the way to the final. It'd be nice to just win a match and be, you know, get eliminated after that. That'd be cool. Especially when you see how much work goes into it. But, I mean, it's like, dude, there's so much money in esports right now. 100K.
Yeah, but, like, the teams that do that, they live in houses. They're strictly...
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah. No, yeah. I understand that, but it's just how much money has been dumped into esports. You know, Evo just got shown on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's all freaking out about it, and I was like, all right, cool. It was on like ESPN like 10 before. Like, my coworkers asked me about League of Legends the other day last year, and they're like, "What's this League of Legends?" I'm like, "That's a game."
There was lots of your people playing it.
Damn.
Well, no, I mean, League of Legends has a ton of Asians in it.
Yeah. But here's the thing with, like, weird, like, to me, like, tournaments, like, it's, like, so weird. It's like, you're going to have these houses that all they do is play games, and they're sponsored, and they're going to play the match, and they're going to have other people like you playing. It's like, we're going to have this league, and the Dallas Cowboys are also going to play, but my league for my guys are also going to play. I mean...
Yeah,
it's kind of scary. I'm like, Dallas Cowboys are gonna just pummel us.
Haven't you seen the replacements?
Yeah, but this is IRL.
Well, I thought that was autobiographical or in a real life.
It was a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah,
but this is still IRL. you're not gonna be. I'm not trying to drain your parade, but that's just like.
No, I know.
Like,
I...
people who are trained for this.
No, I know. I know we're not going to make it, like, all the way to the final. Maybe we'll win a round or two, but that's fine. But this is also, like, an invitational. It's not like all these pro teams are coming in. So we have a chance to maybe beat a team in the first round, and then what's up? You know, whatever. Yeah. I'm looking at some of the names. Our team is Team May is Bay.
Okay.
So,
well, good luck. Hope you kill some Asians.
No Asians, I said that.
Oh yeah. Kill them Europeans. You know, tell those bastards what's up.
Let's show them what World War I and II were about. But also this week, a couple of games. Like, I like this. I'm enjoying this. I'm coming back into gaming only this week because of a lot of things that are coming out. Well, first off, the... Overwatch had like a revamp patch, and it came out today, the day before our tournament, and it totally adds a whole dimension to Overwatch. So tonight the team is kind of learning everything. again.
Okay.
Yeah. And that sucks. But also, I Am Setsuna got released, which I am excited to play. Mm-hmm. And actually, my wife is like the big RPG, like classic RPG chick here. And I enjoy watching her, classic RPG player here. And I enjoy watching her play a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And Chrono Trigger was actually my first completed RPG. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Setsuna is like, it harkens right back to Chrono Trigger stuff.
Apparently it has the dual tech attacks.
Dude, even the music for the trailer?
I really like Chrono Trigger music, so just
the teaser music had a hint of it.
They've definitely been playing up, like, even in the advertising. Like, I'm looking at the Steam page right now, and it name checks Chrono Trigger. They've been playing up the, like, this is a spiritual sequel.
Anyone from the original Chrono Trigger team working on it?
I'm not sure. I think the composer is the same.
Mr. Square Enix is
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm so excited to buy it and not play it like all the rest of my games.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy EDF, not play it. I'm gonna like how I did not play. I played two levels of Doom. It's pretty fucking cool. Doom is pretty fucking cool. I like it a lot, but I only played two levels of it.
This summer, I played a bunch of Overwatch the first 2 weeks it came out, and I played about 6 hours of Tokyo Mirage Sessions. And other than Pokemon Go, that's, like, all the gaming I've done this entire summer. Like, between the time that Tokyo Mirage Sessions came out and Pokemon Go came out, I didn't play video games for almost a week and a half, two weeks, probably.
You know, like, in the first Doom, when you play, like, all right, I killed everybody, now to walk around to see if I can find some treasure and shit?
Yeah.
That's literally how the new Doom is now. And it's kind of cool. But man, it takes so much time. Especially I have a map and you're like, you're missing this many secrets. I'm like, fuck, now I gotta backtrack.
I played the first 5 minutes of Doom when that demo came out during E3. Mm-hmm. And just to see if it would run on my computer, and it did, and it was pretty neat.
It's cool. It's like shoot, break neck, shoot, rip demon's arm off. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of made a tongue-in-cheek kind of way to it. It's like, because you saw some of that humor in like Wolfenstein, but mm-hmm. Wolfenstein's story is so heavy that the humor is like kind of like not really there. But mm-hmm. there's some, like, some of the, like, the goof, like BJ Blazkowicz is a goofy motherfucker that can, like, who's just literally a monster. And,
yeah.
And like Doom guys, they basically treat him like a monster.
I'm looking at this. I think I've played over 100 hours of Overwatch mm-hmm. in the last week and a half.
Oh, wow.
So
I thought about Overwatch over 100 hours, and I played nearly not that much.
Yeah, I've thought about Overwatch a lot. Just in general, but it's been like this for me for a very, like, probably about a decade now. I think about and read about video games and talk about video games more than I actually play them. And that started probably back in high school.
We got to get back in the mood for it because we got our Extra Life, annual Extra Life marathon coming up too.
When is that?
I don't know. November? I don't. Yeah, I'm trying to look for two.
We'll see.
Yeah, Extra Life 2016, November 5th.
Okay, it's not on my freaking birthday like as fucking usual. I can't freaking... Yeah. So.
And then also, Ryan mentioned earlier, EDF came out, which...
I'm so excited really not to play it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to buy it, not play it.
I'm picking that Onichinbara for PC up as soon as my school money comes in. I've got 3 weeks left. I'm registered for classes and have accepted all of my grants and scholarships and all that, and I just am waiting on the monies.
Oh, they have they can pre-purchase Batman Telltale series now. Sweet.
Yeah, that too.
Why not Senran Kagura for Steam instead of instead of Onichinobara.
Onichinobara,
you know, I'd probably pick up Sinran Kagura at some point over this year, probably during like Winter Cell, but I have much more attachment to Onichinobara because the 360 game, it's trash, it's not very fun, but I do have a lot of nostalgic attachment to it.
I played both. I played three of the... Okay, so I played Onichinobara for Xbox, and I played a 3DS Sinran Kagura and then a Vita Sinran Kagura. Like Onichinobara way better.
Yeah.
So it's just a more fun game.
Yeah, like, I'm very interested in Sinran Kagura, but Onichinobara has a very special place in my heart.
Also, I can't stand visual novels. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I can't. Like,
it's okay.
Sit there and just like listen to them talk, and I'm just like, and like that's the thing with me and Bravely the Second. I'm like, stop talking. I just want to grind your job levels up. That's all I want to do in this game.
I forgot which one it was. I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy this game because, it's got big titties and anime, and I want to laugh at it.
Because I remember talking about that one. Sakura Spirit. Like, I love visual novels. I've been into them for an extremely long time, like before they were even coming out in English regularly, and Sakura Spirit's probably the worst visual novel I've played.
What's wrong with it?
It just sucks. There's only like one choice you get to make, and it's like right at the very end, so there's that for one, and then it keeps like they push the sex thing in it so much, but there's not any actual sexual content. They fix that in their later games, but I can't be bothered to play their later games because Sakura Spirit, like, just put me off of that whole team. I did play, I think last summer was when Sakura Clicker came out, and I played that just for shits and giggles for, like, a day or two. But that series is just trash. It's a lot of the visual novels coming out now since they... Okay, so rant time incoming. Roguelikes in visual novels, I never would have imagined would become as popular as they have over the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And those, for the longest time, were my two favorite genres that I couldn't talk to with anybody I knew in real life about, because, like, back around, like, 2005, 2006, like, nobody really knew what those were, and they weren't popular at all. And when they did come out in America, everybody just kind of, like, shat all over them.
Mm-hmm.
But since Steam and, like, the advent of, like, indie games and everything, they just got, like, really popular, and it's at the point where I'm burnt out on both of them.
Aww.
Which is a really weird thing for me to think about. 15-year-old me would be like, fuck you, man.
Is there a visual novel roguelike where I play and then I'll be like, whoa, made the wrong choice. Now I have to start all over again.
I mean, like, honestly, Long Live the Queen comes really close. And that one, like, if y'all haven't played that yet, y'all need to. It's so good.
Kinda like, did I buy Long Live the Queen? Let me go check. No, I did not.
God, our stupid Steam library is full of games that we never played.
Yes, I do have it.
So good. Like, it's like this weird bastard child of Princess Maker and FTL.
All right, let me hit install. I bought it in 2014, you guys.
Oh, wow.
And I guess I looked at it and I'm like, wow, this is kind of like Democracy 4, except anime. Mm-hmm. And so I bought it during a Steam sale.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Democracy.
Like, I was like, hey, it's kind of like political intrigue and anime. This might be kind of cool.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of fun.
Talk about games that we didn't know that we had. I've been playing this game called Apotheon.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I played that. It was free on PS Plus. I really love Metroidvania games.
Yeah, I hadn't played that. I found it. I'm like, I guess I'm just going to download it. I woke up early one day, like way earlier than I normally do, like at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I just sat in my computer. I was like, what am I going to do? And I installed that game. And I think I didn't get off of it till like 9:30, almost 10 in the morning. Actually, it crashed on me at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, I did the same thing as you. I didn't wake up early. I just like, what the fuck is this? I got for PS Plus, and I played it, and I'm like, this looks kind of pretty cool. And then I kept playing it, and the game just like leads you to places, and then you get like good Metroidvania. It just keeps you going until you get to a new spot, gives you more stuff, so you can keep going, and you're like, oh wow, it's been a few hours.
It's like an artsy God of War.
Yeah. I'm excited about playing it when I get my PS4 in a few months, and then I don't touch it because I'm only buying it for King of Fighters and Project D.Va.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, I just saw this guy. The Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He got hit in the head with a 105-mile line drive.
Jesus Christ.
And he stayed in the game.
Double Jesus Christ.
A trooper.
Can you imagine the nod he's going to have?
There's going to be a lot worse than a nod going on. He's not going to be able to sleep for the next 24 hours due to that concussion that he's probably got.
No, they checked him out and they said nothing.
Mm.
He didn't have a concussion.
That's surprising. That's really cool, I guess. Probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sports injuries. Like on Sunday, there's a player on the team that had a double breakage for a soccer team, double breakage in his leg.
Ugh.
And they showed the video and it's just flopping around. I'm like,
Well,
I'll send the video guys later.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch that. It's fine.
Well, I think we finally kind of run out of things to talk about today or this week. You guys agree?
Yeah.
Sure.
If not, we'll just regurgitate more or whatever.
Like, I can't think of a...
Yeah, isn't crazy. Guys, Bernie bros, shut up and vote for Hillary, because that's the closest you can get.
Yeah.
Don't vote for Jack Johnson, or what's his name? Gary Johnson?
Don't vote for Gary Johnson. Vote
just for the
Jack
sake of
Johnson
voting.
And never make music again. I don't know if he's making music, but white guys making like reggae kind of music need to stop. I think that's the big lesson that you can glean from this podcast. Play Long Live the Queen, and white guys stop trying to make reggae happen because you can't do it.
And like, you're not nothing. I hate to be like, you're throwing your vote away, but that's what's going to happen. Gary Johnson is not going to win, and we're going to be pushing the country towards Trump.
Yeah, this is not the election to throw your vote away. Yeah. Please don't do it.
Don't vote for Ross Perot.
Wait, and then if someone assassinates Trump for some reason, if he becomes president, we just have to deal with Pence?
This guy. This guy hates Mulan. He wrote a review about Mulan and saying how he thought it was unrealistic for a woman to be in the military. And when Mulan fell in love with Donnie Osmond or whatever the guy's name is, he was like, see, this is what happens when you have women in the military. People will fall in love and, you know, there'll be sexual tension, and this is totally bad.
Yeah, I'd rather disembowel myself with a butter knife than have either of them be president personally.
No, and I kind of thought that Trump will not, so some shit will happen in RNC, because to be president, didn't you not have to relinquish control of your businesses while you're...
Yeah, no, so that's the thing. He'd have to relinquish control of his businesses, and obviously, like, he didn't expect to make it this far. If you read any articles from, like, former staffers who quit because he made it this far, and they became, like, legitimately scared that it wasn't, like... just a strategy, like an advertising strategy for his businesses and stuff. He didn't expect to make it this far. He has no actual clue as to what would happen if he, like, got voted in, because he still doesn't expect to actually get voted in. If it comes too close, then Pence will probably, he'll wind up dropping out. I wouldn't be surprised. It would be really shocking to a lot of people, but I really wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't accept the nomination or whatever on, like, Thursday or whenever that happens. Like, I know they voted him in, but he still has to accept it. And it winds up just becoming, like, a big advertising thing, and Pence winds up being the real candidate, and Pence honestly seems like the real final boss of the Republican Party now, and he scares the fuck out of me.
He looks like a fucking bad guy.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a fucking bad guy. Also, by the way, from those people who are like, just because Melania said 20, like, the same 20 words as Michelle Obama doesn't mean. The Washingtonian ran her speech and compared it against a transcript like they do with, like, college plagiarism tests, and it was a 47% match.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Wait. Breaking news, kind of, really. Oh, no. Twitter finally blocked Milo Yiannopoulos.
Good. Good.
He's gone.
I'm a little scared because that means his fan base are going to be like, "Oh, you're persecuting me." But, like, as far as people that don't deserve to be alive goes, like, he's up there on my list pretty high.
Here's what I hate.
People list.
Here's what I hate about when people be like, "Oh my God, my free speech." Twitter is a company. Facebook is a company. They do not, if they want to block you, they can block you. Free speech does not matter there.
Exactly. Yeah, and so, yeah, they're gone. And
do you know? You know why? I just pulled up the story. Do you know why they finally blocked him?
Because of the Leslie Jones stuff.
Yeah, the Leslie Jones shit, which is really
awkward. The actress Leslie Jones got stampeded by racists yesterday, and it was all led by Milo.
God damn it!
Yep.
I think she's pretty funny.
I do too.
Yeah, I like her in SNL.
I didn't go watch Ghostbusters yet. I'm gonna go watch it in theater to check it out
next few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, oh my God, super stoked about it, but it's not because of the fact that it has women in it. Mm. It's just because I'm not that into it, you know.
I'm into Ghostbusters. I just want to see what what this one is all about now. Also, I saw this review from a ghost bro. Who was all like, he was like, blah, 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 blah. And they're just going, like, pick, like, character, actors from freaking SNL actors. And I'm like, I have bad news for you about the first Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there's that. And, like, I don't know. They honestly, like, the casting was pretty good. Like, I at this point would call myself a bigger Kate McKinnon fan than I would a Ghostbusters fan. So I'm just happy to see her get work outside of SNL because I feel like it's a waste of her talent being on that show. Yeah. But that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like I've been disconnected with this generation of SNL, so I really don't have the... Why, I hate Melissa McCarthy as an actress.
Yeah.
I hated Tammy because that was the dumbest thing I've ever watched. But Spy is pretty good.
Spy, I think it's because it fits her gimmick.
No, yeah, and the running joke of Spy is that she is a great spy and people don't give her a chance, which is kind of like a meta commentary, and through hilarious, I really like Spy.
Yeah, I know Boss right after that was kind of the same as Tammy though.
Yeah, Tammy.
It fell back to that.
It's gratuitous. That's what I thought. Spy had subtlety. Tammy was gratuitous.
And I do like Wig. She plays always the dry persona, but McKinnon and Jones, I'm not. I don't know them. I don't know their style of comedy.
Like Leslie Jones, she had a lot of SNL, and she's she has like, I want to say reactive comedy, where it will happen around her and she reacts to it in a funny way, and then so. I agree with Rex. I think it's really good casting, but I've yet to watch it. It wasn't my priority. I'm not gonna go right out and watch it. I'll probably watch it this weekend when I'm free.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it when I'm not broke anymore. T-Mobile gives us another free movie ticket.
Yeah,
like I was really banking like on T-Mobile continuing to do free movie tickets all month, and I've been a little disappointed in that regard. Especially because, like, the movie tickets we did get this month, we went and saw Neon Demon, which was only playing, and, like, it barely played in any theaters for the entire length of its, like, two-week run. And we had to drive to, like, this weird suburb of San Antonio to go see it, because the only other place it was playing at was Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, and this was, like, a slightly shorter drive, plus we wouldn't have had to, like, pay for parking or anything. And the theater didn't turn the house lights off the entire movie, and they were really shitty about it, and like we had to we went 6 or 7 times to like try and tell them this, and then they didn't tell us after the movie, after they already told us we could get a refund, that not only would they not refund it, but the house lights in that theater didn't work, which is why they put that movie in that theater, because only 10 people went to go see it that day, and they were all in our showing, which sucked, because that movie was really good, and I'm looking forward to why I could have gotten a better experience, like, in my house, but if you're a fan of that director, I can't remember his name, it's the same guy that did Drive. Wrestling. Yeah, if you're a fan of his, like, it's really good, and he's got his aesthetic down pretty, like, pat now, so.
Yeah.
Did you watch Only God Will Forgive or something?
I haven't seen that yet. I need to watch it.
Holy
I heard
shit,
that
movie
really
is insane. Yeah,
Reffin. Reffin.
Yeah,
that was
his
name.
Yeah, that one is insane, though. I got to watch the Warcraft movie in those, like, fancy DX seats or whatever, the movement ones.
Mm-hmm.
With the first round of tickets that they gave us. That was really fun. It was really even funnier watching people, like, I think it's, like, one of the first weeks that they had those seats in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to prepay your ticket. You have to pre-buy your ticket so they can turn on the chairs. Right?
Yeah.
And so people didn't understand that. So there's all these, there's this old man that saw us like moving around and having a good time and everything. And so he crosses over on the chair, from one row to the other and sits down, and he sits there, and you could, like, I looked over there, you could see he was expecting it to move. And when it wouldn't, he's all like banging on the armrests, like on the buttons where the LCD panels were and stuff. It was kind of funny. And then he got mad and just went back to his seat.
Okay. That movie was aight.
It was good. I mean, it was good as a fantasy movie.
It was good as a fan service movie. If I did not know anything about Warcraft, I would have been like, eh.
I thought it was funny. I've been watching Preacher, and after I watched Warcraft, when I started watching Preacher, is when I realized that Dominic Cooper was the king.
Yeah, Dominic Cooper. Liked him a lot as a. As Uday, is it Uday Hussein? Yeah, in The Devil's Double. Very, very. He really showed his acting chops there because he had to act like just two people.
Yeah. speaking of like stuff that we've been watching, Stranger Things on Netflix. Please watch it.
I keep hearing good things about that, and I might start it tonight.
Oh, dude, it is like Stephen King mini, like a good Stephen King miniseries mixed in with just your 80s vibe, like. Like your the kids overcoming great odds kind of movies, like Goonies and E.T. and things.
And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, we are in that era where people are riding hard on an 80s nostalgia, like right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like we've been in that era for a while now.
It kind of starts to annoy me because I feel so pandered to. I'm like, I get it, I fucking get it, you know, just like. It's like, stop putting this Ecto cooler in front of my face. I get it.
Since I've been trying to eat healthier and everything, and I check the nutrition facts,
mm-hmm.
I got a can of Ecto cooler, and I looked the nutrition facts, and I'm like, nope, I gotta like split it with someone because of the sugar content and everything.
I didn't even bother looking at it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna drink it. I'm just gonna drink juice. Juice is just as bad as sugar, but it's probably not full of chemicals like Ecto cooler is.
Yeah.
Or like higher fructose corn syrup. It's net, you know, more of a natural sugar.
I had no problem with it, but I drink a lot of soda. Not really. I actually, last week I switched from drinking soda and started drinking Yerba Mate tea again, which is weird, and it has a lot of caffeine in it. I've always been a real big fan of it, and it's really good. It gives you, like, a different kind of caffeine buzz, though. Like, you don't feel, like... caffeine, you just kind of feel like brighter and more alert,
like yay caffeine.
Yeah.
kind of like I guess how getting drunk off sake is different from getting drunk in different things, because sake is like,
yeah,
yay, you're drunk, what's up.
Yeah, it is, like, now that you mention it, that's a good way of describing it. It's like a sake drunk compared to like coffee's
like whiskey
drunk.
Vodka,
yeah,
drunk.
It feels like it's the kind of caffeine that you should drink in the mornings instead of caffeine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I do like my coffee to be like, fuck you, you're awake. That's the kind of coffee I drink.
Yeah, I like how, like, 20 minutes ago said we were done, and then we just went off.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go ahead and end the show here. Everybody have a good week, please, and we'll be back next week. Hopefully things get even crazier than usual. Not crazy bad, but crazy good.
I hope we have nice things to talk about again soon. Like, that's such a quaint thing to wish for, but I hope we have, like, nice things to talk about, and we can have, like, I don't know, just bullshit about good things and not have to mention, like, Donald Trump or, like, people getting deported.
They'll be like, hey, guys, here's the final
episode. Or people dying.
Yeah, or people dying.
Hey, guys, it's the final episode of Space City Nerd, and I'm about to get on this boat to leave this country. I will see you guys.
we would continue, but there's no internet.
There's no internet. we have to pedal on this bike to have electricity.
It's like, maybe we could get a ham radio out there.
fuck Trump.
So I hope everything goes well. So on behalf of myself, Rex and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Blow it out your ass. Eat shit and die. It's time to kick ass into bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum. Hail to the king, baby. I've got balls of steel. Balls of steel. Balls of steel. Now, baby, I'm the Ripper. Your baby daddy's worst nightmare. Granddad? What the fuck? What the shit, Granddad? Todo kete setsuna saniwa. Namayo sukioka snow halation. Uh-huh.